也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太取，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒。因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论着孩子的话传开了。凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。满了八天，就给孩子行割礼，与他起名叫耶稣，这就是没有成胎以前天使所起的名。 Today's Bible reading comes from Luke chapter 2 verse 1 to 21. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria.And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived.
Peace, brothers and sisters.
很高兴又看到我们熟悉的面孔。
I'm very happy to see a lot of familiar faces.
这次出去在以色列的十几天。
This time when I went to Israel for around 10 days.
真的是从各个方面 蒙了神很多很多的恩典。
I definitely was blessed by God in many different ways.
也是我自己的心灵得到很大的医治和安慰。
There's a lot of comfort and healing for my own spirit.
这个 不但是我们这些信主的人，我们中间有很多慕道友。甚至于是第一次听见福音的人，都在我们这次的行程里边不同层面的得到帮助。
There were many different, even Christians or even people who heard the gospel for the first time, who received a lot on this trip.
这个在这次出发之前的时候，我为这次的旅行很担心。
Before leaving for this trip, I was very worried.
因为这次是我从来没有带过这么大的团，四十个人。
Because I've never taken this many people before. There were 40 people.
而且我听说这里边有很多慕道友。
And I heard there were many.
Non-Christians. Yeah. 那么这里边，后来我才知道有十七位慕道友。
Then I found out there were 17 non-Christians.
也就是说，将近有一半的人还不是基督徒。
There was close to half people who weren't Christians.
那我们这是一个去信心印证的旅行，那你不是基督徒，那跟他说什么呢？
It was a trip that was to consolidate your faith. If you're not Christian, then what is there to consolidate?
哎呀，我们真的感恩啊！就是借着这一程来解释我们的行程的时候。就顺便传了福音。
I was very grateful that through describing this journey, we were able to preach the gospel.
这个，而且我每次最近去以色列的时候，我就发现神非常非常的恩待咱们中国。
When I go to Israel, I realize that God has really blessed China.
越来越多的中国人到以色列、到约旦、到埃及去旅行。
There are more and more Chinese people going to Israel, Jordan, to travel.
而且都是很大的团。
And they're also very big groups of people.
这个后来我就了解到啊，现在。这个以色列中国在以色列旅行的状况有点像中国的家庭教中国的教会在中国的状况。
So the crews that go to Israel is a bit like the family churches in China.
什么状况？
What is the situation?
就是羊多牧羊人少。
Is that there are a lot of sheep but there's not many shepherds.
就是很多团来了没有导游。
Is that a lot of crews want to go to Israel but there's no
No qualified tour guide.
Tour guide.
Not enough. 不是 no, 就是不够。
There's not enough. There's not enough qualified tour guides.
这个领队也不够，导游也不够。
There's not enough leaders and not enough tour guides.
所以在这里挑战大家。
So here we challenge everyone.
要不要去以色列当导游？
Do you want to be a tour guide in Israel?
你绝对蒙福的。
You'll definitely be blessed.
这个我从早就有这个感动，但是现在还没有有感，还没有动。
I've been moved by this calling, but I still haven't taken action.
可是我心里边有感动，如果神许可，明年再去。
But in my heart, I've been moved. If God allows, next year I will go again.
咱们中间有多少人去不要紧，中国大陆有的是人要去。
Doesn't matter how many of us would like to go. There's a lot of people in China who want to go.
而且真的是。传福音的好机会。
It is a good chance to preach the gospel.
因为你平常你没有机会切入到这个福音的点。
Because a lot of the times you can't get to the point of the gospel.
但是你到了以色列以后。
But when you are at Israel,
你一定要讲福音的嘛。
You have to talk about the gospel.
你到了伯利恒了，你还不讲耶稣？
When you're at Bethlehem, you have to talk about Jesus.
所以你到了加利利，你不讲耶稣？
So when you're at Galilee, you have to talk about Jesus.
到了耶路撒冷，你不讲耶稣？
When you're at Jerusalem, you have to talk about Jesus.
所有来的人，他必须要听耶稣。
Everyone who goes must hear the name Jesus.
所以你看，现在中国人又有钱了。
So now Chinese people have money.
签证又好用了。
The visa is easy to get.
大家都说我们一块去以色列吧。
A lot of people said, let's all go to Israel.
从哪里知道这个其实主早就预言了。
Actually, God already foretold this.
在先知书里边，神就说到末后的日子，耶和华的山要高过诸山。
He said, in the time of the end,
这个 Zion, 这个
Mount Zion,
the Mount of the Lord will higher than all mountains.
Mount Zion will be higher than all other mountains.
然后全世界的人都要到。耶路撒冷来
and everywhere from all over the world would go to Jerusalem.
罗列了很多的国家
and lots of countries.
其中提到了从秦国来的
and mentioned the people from 秦国
那么中国叫英文，其实中英文不叫 Middle Nation， 中国不叫中国的。
In English, it's not called the Middle Nation, which is the direct translation of 中国。
那么中国叫什么？
What is China called?
叫 China。
It's called China.
China 是什么意思？
What does China mean?
China 就是秦呢，就是 C-H-I-N， 就是秦。
China is a translation of 秦。
所以 Chinese 就是秦国来的人。
So the Chinese is the people from 秦国。
所以他们要来敬拜造天地万物的主。
So these people are going to praise the God who created all creation.
我到了以色列的时候，我每次去，我都心里边得到很大的震撼。
So whenever I go to Israel, I'm very moved.
但是从以色列回来以后
，But when I come back from Israel,
这个一下飞机就糟糕了， 这个不好的信息就来了。
When I get off the plane, I hear bad news.
那么就是下飞机的时候，几乎是当天，知道了。墨尔本，不是这个澳大利亚，这个同性恋投票的结果。
So the day I arrived, I found the results of the same-sex marriage votes.
那么，同性恋的同支持者占了多数。
The majority was voted yes.
这个也应验了圣经上的话。就是到了末后的时候，耶稣来的日子要像罗德的日子。
So this was also foretold in the Bible that towards the end days it will be like the time of Lot.
很多人不明白为什么这些事情发生。
A lot of people don't understand why this happens.
但是读圣经的人就会知道。
But people who read the Bible will know.
那么当然回到我们自己的教会，我也听见了一些不太好的消息。
But when we come back to our own church, I hear some bad news as well.
那么越来越多的人离开了我们的教会。
There are more and more people leaving the church.
那么当然这也是一个世界末了的光景之一。
Of course, this is also a phenomenon towards the end of the world.
人的心不容易在神的面前能够服真正的服下来。
It's hard for people to truly obey God.
教会最近几个月以来发生很大很大的震动。
In the past few months, there have been a lot of things going on in the church.
那么咱们中间一段时间的人就知道，我们几乎少了一多半的人吧。
Many of the people will know that we've lost the majority of the people.
我们中间现在还在有人在继续的离开我们的教会。
There are still people who are deciding to leave our church.
那么这里边我想说两个问题。
In this, I would like to bring up two.Problems.
这些问题基本上，在后边传的这些消息都是针对我来的。
So these problems are mostly directed at myself.
对于我来说，我听见这些消息以后
，But when I hear these problems,
首先我是很震动的。
First, I'm very affected by this.
我觉得为什么会发生这样的事情呢
？I think why would this happen to me?
真的这件事情是这样发生的吗
？Would this really did it really happen like this?
很想努力去解决这个问题。
I really want to solve these problems.
当越来越多的消息出来的时候
，But as more and more of these news comes out,
我就开始心里边很释然了。
我
心里边就开始很放松了。
I become more relaxed about this.
因为我知道这些不是真实的东西。
Because I know this isn't true.
如果为福音的缘故
if it is for the gospel,
人说这些话来毁谤一个人的时候
when someone says something to destroy someone else,
你说这个人应该怎么反应呢
？How will this person react?
圣经说，你应当欢喜快乐。
The Bible says that we should glorify.
In the full of joy.
We should be full of joy.
因为我们在主面前本是不配被人这样攻击的。
Because we are before God, we are unworthy to be attacked like this.
现在，既然这些事情发生
，And now that these things have happened,
我就觉得这里边都有主的美意。
I feel like there is God's beautiful work in this.
对于我自己来说，这没有什么。
For me, this isn't much.
然而，对主的教会来说
，But to God's church,
对很多弟兄姊妹来说
，To a lot of brothers and sisters,
这是一个很大的搅扰。
This is a big problem.
教会的损失和弟兄姊妹的损失是严重的。
There is a lot of loss within the brothers and sisters in our church.
我们真的是要为我们的教会好好的守望。
We must pray for our church.
求神能够保守弟兄姊妹的信心。
That God can protect each and one of our faiths.
这个 有一些弟兄姊妹如果还是在这里很挣扎，
if some brothers and sisters are still fighting within themselves，
我希望如果不明白的弟兄姊妹能够找我来，来把这些问题问清楚。
I hope that anyone who has any questions, please ask me。
如果还是觉得没有这个还在犹豫，觉得很不明白怎么样的，要离开教会的。
If you don't understand or you're hesitating, you want to leave the church.
我就好好祷告，我说主啊，求主给这些弟兄姊妹预备合适的教会。
I pray that to God that they will prepare a church for these brothers and sisters.
我们希望留下来的弟兄姊妹，我们能够同心。
We pray that the brothers and sisters to stay, we can have one heart.
因为我们在主里边同心才能一块侍奉。
Because in God with one heart we can worship Him.
我真的是希望求主从我们中间除去那些不必要的搅扰。
I pray that we can take away all the troubles and problems in our church.
那么这时候，今天我们快到圣诞节了。
It is nearly Christmas time now.
我们一同来再一次聚焦在我们主耶稣的身上。
Let's once again focus back on our Lord Jesus Christ.
这次去以色列，我心里边仍然觉得，我们对于主耶稣的认识还是非常的不够。
This time when I went to Israel, I realized that we still don't know much about our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个我们爱他的心不够。
We don't love him enough.
所以很多时候啊，人就开始自身的问题跑出来。
So a lot of our problems start to appear.
这个在今天世界上也是这样。
In today's world, it is also like this.
所谓的民主社会。
The democracy.
其中有个很重要的思想，就是鼓励我的想法。
It encourages the thought of myself.
其实当主耶稣的时代，我们看到一个现象。
But in the time of Jesus, we see a phenomenon.
凡是执着于自我想法的人，
the people who fight for just themselves,
很难认识主耶稣。
It is very difficult for them to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣选择了一个非常特别的方式来到这个世界上。
Because our Christ came to this world in a very special way.
这个让人在站在自我的角度上来看他的时候，无论如何很难看明白的。
And if you come from a place of selfishness, it's very hard to understand.
现在我们把圣经翻到我们今天的经文。
Now we open our Bibles to today's scripture.
这个经文的一开始交代了主耶稣降生的时代背景。
So the start of the scripture introduces us to the background of the time of our Lord Jesus Christ's birth.
这个我们也很不容易理解。
It is also very difficult for us to understand.
如果咱们读过整卷的圣经，
If you have read the whole Bible before,
我们就知道旧约有四千年的历史。
We know that the Old Testament has 4,000 years of history.
那么我们说旧约是一个什么约呢？
And so what is the Old Testament?
非常重要的是一个预备和应许的约。
It is a testament of preparation and promise.
预备应许什么呢？
What is it preparing for?
就是神的儿子要成为人类的拯救者。
Is that Lord Jesus Christ is going to be our Savior?
四千年时间的预备啊。
Preparation for 4,000 years.
终于这个时间等到了。
Finally the time has come.
这是一个多么伟大的时刻。
This is such a amazing time.
当然我们也承认这是一个伟大的时刻。
Of course we admit that this is a very great time.
那我们怎么知道这是一个伟大的时刻呢？
How we know that this is such a significant time?
就是我们公认它是划分人类历史的那一个划分纪元的那件大事情。
Is that we all agree that he is the time that changes that we count our years from?
所以今年2017年就是以他的降生为划分的。
So this year is the year of 2017, which is decided by the year that he was born.
所以人可能找整个人类的历史哪件事情最伟大？
So in the whole time of humans, what is the most significant event?
就是他降世。
It is the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以把他的降世称为公共划分人类历史的那个公共的纪元。
So his birth is the public time decider.
这个一个 divide of human history.
Divider of human history.
那件大事情啊。 可是那个时候呢，却选择了犹太人做亡国奴的时候。
But that time was when the Israelites were slaves.
然后罗马帝国统治。
And the Romans decided.
他们这个 control 这个 rule over the land of the Holy Land.
They rule over the land of Israel at that time.
那时候，这个在犹大地的分封的王。
In the land of Judah.
那个王啊，不是犹太人。
The king was not an Israelite.
是个以东人。
He was
an Edomite. 他是一个，他的名字叫希律。
His name was
Herod.
Herod, yeah.
Herod. 所以你看，为什么耶稣生成一个犹太人，生成一个大卫的后裔，要选择在这样的一个时间里面呢？
So when Jesus was born and he was a descendant of David, why was he born in this time?
如果当时生成所罗门的时代多好？
If it was at the time of Solomon, how great would it be?
哇，他一生下来，全国的人都来敬拜他。
When he was born, the whole country would worship him.
如果那时候大祭司说，看哪，这就是神的儿子。
If the high priest said, this is the son of God.
全世界的人都仰望他。
The whole world would glorify him.
多么好！
How great would this be?
可是不是的。
But it is not like this.
人，这个当年的以色列人在盼望他们的弥赛亚。
At that time, they were hoping for their Messiah.
大卫的时候，他们就在盼望。
At the time of David, they were hoping as well.
所罗门的时候在盼望。
In the time of Solomon, they were hoping as well.
国分裂了。
The country was separated.
他们还在盼望。
They were still hoping for this.
后来巴比伦兴起。这个亚述兴起，把神的子民赶散了。
After the separation of their people, they're still hoping for this.
他们还在盼望。
They're still hoping for the Messiah.
他们慢慢的从外邦之地回来了。
They came back from their wandering.
他们还在盼望。
They're still hoping.
到了最后，实在盼的有点盼不下去了。
After a while, they starting to lose hope.
在那一个人几乎要绝望的时候了。
At the time of when people were starting to lose all this hope.
因为不可能嘛，神的荣耀怎么可能在这个时候来彰显呢？
Because they feel it is impossible for God to be glorified at this time.
可是神就选择了这样的时候。
But God chose this time.
神的子民没有自己的自由。
The Israelites didn't have their own freedom.
在我们读圣经的时候。我们就会问一个问题。
As we read the Bible, we ask a question.
耶稣的父亲叫约瑟。
Jesus' father's name was Joseph.
他是大卫的嫡系的后裔。
He is a direct descendant of King David.
那么他的家住在伯利恒。
His home is Bethlehem.
可是他为什么跑到了加利利，从住在了拿撒勒呢？
But why did he move to Galilee and live in Nazareth?
这时候我们就了解当时的一点的历史的背景。
And so now we can understand a bit of the history.
因为这个以色列这块地方被很多的周围的强的大帝国轮流统治奴役过。
So Israel was oppressed by a lot of the surrounding countries.
这个巴比伦是一个。
Babylon was one.
波斯是一个
Persia was one
然后希腊是一个
Syria was one
到了耶稣的时候啊，是罗马
In the time of Jesus it was Rome
那么罗马在政治和军事上是很强的
Rome was very strong in law and in
他的 political 和他的这个
military
都是很强。
Military and political power was very strong.
可是他的文化不是很强的。
But their culture wasn't very strong.
所以这个罗马人啊，推行的是希腊人的文化。
So the Romans have a Syrian culture.
他们用这个 Greek culture.
Greek culture.
所以他们的building 他们的 language 他们的什么东西都用希腊化的
so their buildings and a lot of their languages they all used ancient Greek
这个希腊的文化呢是一种非常放纵式的文化世俗性的文化
so the Greek culture is very free and very worldly very sinful
这个secular
very secular
很 secular 文化所以你看希腊人的这个雕塑很多都是裸体的
so a lot of the statues in Greek they're all naked they're all nude
所以这个有很多虔诚的犹太人啊他们 不喜欢希腊文化。
So a lot of the Israelites do not like the Greek culture.
因为耶路撒冷这个地方本来对犹太人来说是非常神圣的。
Because Jerusalem was a very holy land to them.
可是呢，因为他们被希腊化了。
But because it's been changed into the Greek culture,
所以这个很多虔诚的犹太人啊，他们就不愿意住在这个耶路撒冷周围。
So a lot of Israelites do not want to live around Jerusalem anymore.
他们就往北方逃跑。
So they go to run away towards the north.
但是他们还不希望逃到太远的地方去。
But they still do not want to go somewhere too far.
因为他们犹太人每年还要三次到耶路撒冷来敬拜吗？
Because the Israelites still need to come back to Jerusalem three times a year.
所以他们就选择了像加利利地区这样的地方，在那里居住。
So they choose to live somewhere like Galilee.
那么拿撒勒这个地方。
The Nazareth.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹说过
I've once said to brothers and sisters,
我一说你就明白
When I say you will understand
因为这个地方有点像中国的水泊梁山
This place was a bit like 水泊梁山 in China
因为这个地方政府也管不了它的
Because the government cannot control this place
他们城建在山上
They live in these mountains
这个所以在那里他们是一个政治统治之外的一个好像山寨一样的地方呢。
So they are outside of the law and the control of the government. They just live in the mountains.
顺便说一下，这个最近有一个新名词。
Recently, there is a new noun.
叫做山寨版。翻译不出来没有关系。后来这个导游就问我，他说为什么假的东西叫山寨版？
The tour guide asked me why a fake thing is called.
后来我急中生智，其实以前我也没有想过。
Before I haven't thought about this.
因为山寨叫做假的政府。
Because 山寨 is a fake government.
哦，它不受真的政府的管辖的。
They're not controlled by the actual government.
这个，所以山寨版就变成一个假的象征。
So 山寨版 means something that is fake.
那么这就表示说，这个波利这个拿撒勒城的这人呀、啊，他不受政府的管理的。
And so it shows that Nazareth isn't controlled by the government.
因为耶稣的父亲是大卫的后裔。
Because Joseph is the descendant of David.
所以那个时候，罗马人很想找到他，用他来做一个犹太人的王，要比希律好多了。
So the Romans want to find him to become king. It's much better than King Herod.
可是，当约瑟要逃到拿撒勒的时候
，But as Joseph wants to escape to Nazareth,
我们就知道那个时候是犹太人极其羞辱的一个年代啊。
You know that that was a time of shame in the Israelite history.
一个本来一个做王的人啊
，A person who should be king.
可是他逃跑了，他不要做这个王啊。
But he's running away. He doesn't want to be this king.
所以在那一个背景的里面。耶稣降生了。
So in this time, in this background, our Lord Jesus Christ was.
那么圣经告诉我们，那个时候啊，所有的人都要回到他的本族本乡去报名上册。
In the Bible says that they must all go back to their hometown to decree a census.
我不知道当时这个统计人口的这个力量有多大，可是这位逃到拿撒勒的这位约瑟。他也不得不回到自己的这个本居地去报名上册了。
So we don't know how important this census was, but even Joseph, who escaped, went back to his hometown to participate in the census.
这个至少给我们看到一件事。
This at least shows us one thing.
就是那个时候犹太人没有自己的人身自由的。
Is that the Israelites did not have their own freedom at that time?
在这样的背景下，耶稣出生了。
In this background, Jesus Christ was born.
那么。当耶稣的父母来到伯利恒城的时候
，As Jesus' parents arrived in Bethlehem，
圣经说客栈里没有他们住的地方了。
It said that there was no room for them in the inn。
那大概表示那个时候回到伯利恒来的人很多。
It shows that a lot of people came back to Bethlehem。
因此他们只好住在一个马棚里面。
So they could only live in a stable。
去过。以色列的去过伯利恒的人，大概都要去看主耶稣降生的那个主诞堂。
So a lot of people who've been to Bethlehem will often see the area that Jesus was born.
因为那个教堂很大。
Because that church is very big.
所以把那个地方的地理环境都给盖住了。
So they've just been, it's been surrounded, that area.
他们的 cover 把那个当时的这个、那个地方啊，都被那个教堂给盖住了。
So the place that Jesus was born was covered by that church.
所以你看到的就是一个教堂。
So what you see is just a church.
然后你进去以后就看到一个走到这里面看到一个小洞，说主耶稣升降生的地方在这个洞下面。
When you walk there, you'll see into the church. You'll see a hole, and it says Jesus Christ was born underneath this hole.
那么如果你过去看那个洞底下，你黑不溜秋什么也看不见。
When you look into this hole, you see it's just a bit dark. You can't really see much.
其实，这个是主后大概三百多年的时候，这个有人到那里去考证主耶稣降生的时候是不是在那里。
And someone went to check if Jesus Christ was actually born there about 300 years after Christ.
认为就是应该在那个地方。
And they believed that it was that place.
因为那个地方是伯利恒大概唯一的一个所谓的客栈。
Because that was the only place.
是个 inn， 它是一个。
The only inn in Bethlehem was over there。
不是今天的 Holiday Inn， 就是一个，就是当时的一个 inn 啊，一个客栈。然后那个客栈是在一个斜坡上面。
And the inn was on a hill。
然后这个客栈是建在斜坡的上面。
So the inn was on the at the top of the hill。
然后他们那个下面呢，自然而然的就形成了一个马棚。
And so at the bottom of the hill, it was naturally a stable。
那么人来了以后，就把牲口放在下面，人就住在上面了。
So when people came, they would put their animals in the stable and they live in the inn。
中文圣经把它翻译成马槽。
In the Chinese Bible, it translates it to a manger.
其实原文里边啊，没有马的意思，它就是一个槽。
But in the original language, there wasn't any horses involved. It was just a manger.
大概牛、驴所有的牲口都在下面。
So all the animals, including cows and donkeys, all lived in the stable.
可能还有骆驼。
There was probably camels as well.
这次我们去参观一个以色列人的吉布兹。
So this time we went to have a look at kibbutz.
Kibbutz. 那么参观这个吉布兹的时候，我们就特别看了它的一个牛养牛的这个奶的那个工厂。
So when we went to look at this kibbutz, we saw a factory of cows.
我忘记了当时平民有没有下车，那个味道如何？有几个人没吐出来已经很不容易了。哇，那个味道简直是。够厉害的。
The smell was very, very terrible.
动物的地方就是这样。
Places of the animals is like this.
因为他们大小便都在那一个位置，他们不上厕所。
Because they poop and pee in all the same areas.
那地下，那就可想而知。
So we know what the floor is going to be like.
那么一个女人临产的时候是这样的一个环境。
And a woman who is going through labor is this surrounded by this.
因为当这个天使向牧羊人显现的时候
，Because when the angels showed themselves to the shepherds，
是半夜的时候
，It was at midnight。
所以那个时候是主耶稣刚刚出生的时候。
So it was a time where Jesus was just born。
牧羊人的旷野离着主耶稣出生的地方不远。
The shepherds were not far from where Jesus was born。
所以他们跑去了，就看见小耶稣用布包起来放在那一个。马槽里面。
When they ran over, they saw Jesus Christ wrapped up in a cloth in a manger.
所以我们在座的姊妹们
，So the sisters here today，
能不能够想象一下，在一个夜晚，在一个动物的棚里边，一个母亲生下她自己的孩子
？Can you imagine giving birth to your own child in a stable full of animals at midnight？
你知道生孩子也是一个。隐私的事情，对吗
？You know that having a baby is also a very private thing.
那个时候好像圣经也没有提到有没有接生婆、助产的人来帮助他。
And also, the Bible didn't mention whether or not there was a midwife there.
不知道那个助产的人愿不愿意到那个地方去
？Don't know if midwife would want to go to some place like that.
然而。玛利亚就是在那样的环境里边，把我们的主生下来了。
But in that environment, Mary gave birth to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天我的题目说，看那马槽。
So today's topic is look at that manger.
那是人的地方吗
？Is that a place for people?
不是的。
No.
那是一个动物的地方。
It is a place for animals.
那是一个生孩子的地方吗
？Is that a place for birth?
不是的。
No.
那是很多男人在那里牵着牲口来来往往的一个四长八开的地方。
It is an open place for people to bring their animals in and out.
居然，玛利亚，我们的主，在那里被出生。
But our Lord Jesus Christ was born there.
当这件事情出生的时候。
When this happened.
第一批来报告这件事情的人。
The first people to announce this.
居然不是先知。
Was not the prophets.
居然不是祭司。
Was not the priests.
居然不是那些虔诚的法利赛人。
It wasn't the Pharisees.
而是一群牧羊的人。
But it was the shepherds.
在当时的犹太人的律法里面。
At that time in the law of the Israelites.
牧羊人是不具备法律做见证资格的人。
The shepherds were not people who were able to read the law.
不是 able 的，他们 no right to give testimony according to the law. 他不 lawful 他的 testimony.
Their testimonies were unlawful.
所以神居然选择一批牧羊的人来为他做第一个做见证的人。
So God chose the shepherds to be the first to testify the Lord Jesus Christ's birth.
这些牧羊人呢，夜间在这个旷野看守群羊的时候。
So in the middle of the night, as the shepherds are looking after their sheep.
主的荣光就四面照着他。
God's glory shone upon them.
这个什么叫四面照着他？
What does it mean to be shine from all angles?
就是没有影子的。
Is that there are no shadows?
所以这是神的荣光照在他们身上。
This is God's glory shining on them.
我们知道保罗曾经被这样四面照过，对吗？
We know that Paul was once shone as well.
所以这都是一件伟大的事情发生的时候，神要这样做的。
This is when something great is happening. God does this.
神拣选保罗，我们能理解。
God chose Paul. We can understand.
可是神居然拣选一批牧羊的人，我们很难理解的。
But for God to choose some shepherds, it's very hard for us to understand.
弟兄姊妹，我们来看这段经文。
Brothers and sisters, we look at this scripture.
二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
天使就对他们说了。
This angel said to them.
他们是谁啊？
Who is they?
牧羊人呐。
It is the shepherds.
他们说不要怕。
Said, do not be afraid.
我报给你们大喜的信息。
I bring you good news of great joy.
是关乎什么的？
What is this about?
关乎万民的。
It is for the whole world.
哇，关乎万民的大喜的信息啊。
It is great news that will be for all people.
居然报给几个牧羊人。
But it is to a bunch of shepherds.
我们会不会问神啊，你在做什么呢？
We ask God, what are you doing?
是这么伟大的事情，怎么会让那几个人去报告？
It is such a great thing, why are you just saying to some shepherds?
这么伟大的事情为什么会发生在那个时代？
It is such a great event, why is it happening at that time?
这么伟大的事情为什么会发生在一个暗暗的马棚里面？
It is such a great event, why is it happening in a manger.
当时世界上那么伟大的地方，那么多了不起的地方。
There are a lot of great places in the world at that time.
为什么神不拣选？
Why would God choose?
上帝却拣选了这样一个方式。
But God chose this way.
然后说，今天呢，在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主啊。
He said that, in today the town of David, a savior has been born.
弟兄姊妹，这是人类等了四千年，要发出了一个最伟大的声音。
Brothers and sisters, this is the biggest event that's been prepared for 4,000 years.
却是在这样的一个环境里边，向这样一批人去报告的。
But it is in this environment and was testified to these people.
那么就是为我们生了主基督。
And then was our Lord Jesus Christ born.
这个主基督是什么意思？
What does our Lord Jesus Christ mean?
就是神所高立的那一个王。
It is the king that God has crowned.
这个 anointed.
Anointed.
神所高立的那个王。
The king that God has anointed himself.
的确是在大卫的城里降生的。
It was born in the town of David.
可是却是以这样的方式来降生。
But it is in this way that he was born.
下边这句话让我们读了以后感觉到很心酸。
So in the next passage, it makes us feel a bit uncomfortable.
那么就是你要看见一个婴孩啊。
Is that you see a baby?
然后用一块布包着。
wrapped in cloths.
我们不知道当时是一块什么布。
We don't know what type of cloths he was wrapped in at the time.
是从身上的衣服上撕下来的一块布。
It was ripped off from some clothes.
还是一块什么样的布
？Or what type of cloths it was?
总之是用一块布包着。
But the baby was wrapped in some cloths.
这个没有水给他洗的。
There was no water to wash the baby.
这个当时脐带是怎么剪断的
？I don't know how they cut the what is it called? Umbilical cord. Don't know how they cut the umbilical cord.
我们都不知道那个过程是怎么发生的。
We don't know the whole process of this.
然而，圣经只告诉我们。我们的主生下来用一块布包起来了。
That our Lord Jesus Christ was born and was wrapped in some cloths.
然后放在马槽里。
And put in a manger.
说这是一个记号。
This is a sign.
为什么这是一个记号
？Why is it a sign?
为什么这是一个记号，弟兄姊妹
？Why, brothers and sisters?
因为没有人这样做的。
Because no one has done this.
因为这是唯一的。
Because this is the only one.
因为人生在动物的地方呢。
Because the person is born in a place of animals.
用一块布放在一个马槽的里面呢。
That was wrapped in a cloth and put in a manger.
你知道放在马槽里边是有危险的。
Do you know putting it in a manger is very dangerous?
万一那匹马拱了拱这个布吃了怎么办
？What if a horse?
那牛觉得那块布挺好吃，去咬它一口怎么办
？What if the cow thinks it's yummy looking and takes a bite?
这是一个记号。
This is a sign.
我们的救主的降生，居然是这样的记号。
That our Lord Jesus Christ was born with this type of sign.
弟兄姊妹，这个记号表明什么
？Brothers and sisters, what does this represent?
要向我们说明什么
？What does this want to show us?
很多时候我们不能理解啊。
A lot of the time we don't understand.
你知道这个记号是在创世以前已经预备好了。
This sign was already prepared before the time of creation.
神早就决定要这样做。
God already decided to do this.
基督没有来到世界之前的时候，他知不知道他要在这样的环境里面降生呢
？Before anything happened, as Jesus Christ was going to be born like this, did they know?
他知道。
He knew.
当我们读这些圣经的时候
，As we read the scriptures.
我们就这样读过去了。
We just read past this.
我们很难，很不容易，更深一层的想一想，这后边到底代表着什么意思
？It is very difficult for us to have a deeper understanding of what this means.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣这样降生的时候，
Brothers,
是他的羞辱，还是他的荣耀
？Brothers and sisters, as Christ was born like this, is this shameful or is this glorified?
是羞辱还是荣耀
？Is this shameful or glorified?
我只有一个答案。
I only have one answer.
因为他太荣耀了。
Because he is too glorified.
这世界上没有一个荣耀可以跟他的荣耀相比。
There is no other glory that can be compared.
所以这就是他选择了一个最荣耀的方式来到这个世界上。
This is the most glorified way for him to come to this world.
这是非常反合性的。
This is very
Paradoxical.
Paradoxical.
这是一个非常吊诡性的一个形式。
This is a very paradoxical way.
就是他用了他最卑微的方式。
Is that they use the most shameful way?
来显明了他最伟大的荣耀。
To bring out the most highest glory.
有些时候我们也在想。也只有最伟大的荣耀能够做出这最卑微的选择。
But sometimes we think that the most glorified way is shown through the most shameful way.
所以，这就是人类等了四千年人类的救主以这种的方式来到世界上。
This is the king that the humanity has been waiting for 4,000 years, being born through this way.
以这样的方式。以这样的方式来作为他来到这个世界上的记号。
And through this way is the sign that he's come to this world.
然后我们就知道了，为什么我们知道这是他荣耀的呢
？How do we know that he's glorified through this?
因为这时候天使天兵都在赞美神呐。
Because we know that that time all the angels were praising God.
至高之处荣耀归给了神。
And that they were praising God.
为什么至高之处荣耀归给神呢
？Why did they pray from the heavenly host?
因为我们的主是这样的顺服
，Because our God is this obedient.
因为他的顺服
，Because of his obedience.
他使我们的 天父在整个天上的时候得着最大的荣耀。
And through his obedience that God was most glorified.
今天我想所有爱主的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters, I believe all who love God
都想要荣耀我们的主
All want to glorify him.
怎么样荣耀我们的主呢
How to glorify him.
我们以为我们做了很大的事情可以是荣耀我们的主
We believe that we can do a lot of great things, we can glorify God.
当然有可能是的
That we can do this.
因为主耶稣说，你们多结果子，我的父就因此得荣耀。
Because in the Bible it says, the more fruits you bear, as our Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified.
但是我们明白一个最基本的道理。
But we must understand a very basic concept.
顺服是最大使主得荣耀的那件事情。
Obedience is what will glorify God the most.
所以我们的主就为我们做了顺服的榜样。
And so Jesus Christ was our sign of obedience.
The best example.
The best example for obedience.
For obedience. 让我们能够效法他的榜样。
So that we can follow his way of obedience.
他完全没有自己的选择。
He didn't have his own choice.
完全顺服父神对他的安排。
Fully obeyed God's plan for him.
因此至高之上天至高之处，荣耀要归给神。
So great company. So all of the glory was to God.
然后地上平安要归于他所喜悦的人。
And the peace will come to those who please Him.
这平安是什么
？What is this peace?
这平安就是与神和好、与人和好的那一个福气。
This peace.Is to be one with Christ and to be one with people around.
所以要归于他所喜悦的人。
And so it is for those who please Him.
神所喜悦的人，什么人能够得神的喜悦？
What type of people can please God?
有一首诗歌是这样唱的。
A hymn is sang like this.
信而顺服。
To believe and to obey.
所以此外没有别的办法可以使我们讨主的喜悦的。
There is no other way to please God.
信而顺服。
To believe and to obey.
我们的主就是以信而顺服，荣耀了我们的天父。
It is through belief and obedience that our Lord Jesus Christ has glorified God.
下边我问一个问题。
Below we have a question.
这些牧羊人呐、啊，听见这个信息以后
，After these shepherds heard this. This news.
就赶紧跑去了。
They ran quickly.
他们说：“我们去看看这个是不是事情是真的。”
They will go and have a look. See, is this real?
他们就跑去了，就看见了。
They ran and they saw.
他们就看见这个他的母亲玛利亚和约瑟，又看见小孩卧在马槽里。
So they saw Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby in the manger.
然后既然看见了，就把这话。传开了。
And so when they saw this, they testified this story.
下边一句话值得我们注意。
There is a phrase that we should focus on.
十八节。
In verse 18.
他说：“凡听见的人就诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话。”
All who heard were amazed at what the shepherd said to them.
这个话里边有没有什么问题啊
？Are there any problems in this phrase?
有没有什么问题？
Are they?
哪个字有问题？也是诧异。
Is the word amazed?
Yeah, 应该是什么
？What should it be?
应该是相信才对，对吧
？Should be belief.
那么做见证的目的不是让你诧异，做见证的目的是让你相信啊。
The purpose of a testimony isn't for you to be amazed; it's for you to believe.
可是没有相信，只是诧异。
But it's not belief; it's only amazed.
他们相信了没有
？Did they believe?
我们有理由先说他们没有相信呢。
We have reason to say that they didn't believe.
我们怎么知道的
？How do we know?
因为过了两年以后啊，有东方来的博士又来拜耶稣了。
Because we know that 2 years later there were the wise men came from the south, no, east.
他们来 worship 这个 newborn king.
They came to worship the newborn king.
啊，然后他们就说哦。牛伯伦天来了吗？听说这个消息以后，耶路撒冷的人怎么样？
And when they heard this, what are the people in Jerusalem like?
心里都不安呢。
They felt very uneasy.
希律王的心里边也不安呢。
The heart of Herod was also uneasy.
那这表示什么意思？
What does this show?
表示以前的时候他们很安呢。
Because before they were fine.
那么以前他们很安的时候，表示牧羊人讲的话，他们知道，哦哇，这么回事哦，不可能是真的了。
So in the past when they heard shepherds say, they were like, oh, nah, can't be true.
所以这个时候你就发现，上帝所选择的方式。
So at this time, when we see the way that God chose,
常常远远超过了人所想象的方法。
It is often very different to what people think.
难道上帝用错了方法吗？
Has God used the wrong way?
No.
No.
上帝要用这种的方法。
God wants to use this way.
引起人很深的那种真正要寻求神的人。
And so it is so God can tell who really seeks after him, and only those people can understand. So this reminds us, brothers and sisters. Today, as we come before God,
we very easily bring our
previous ways into the very easy to bring our previous ways of thinking into the church. We believe that the church should be like this. We believe that the church should be like this.
做工作应该是这样做的。
We believe that the works should be like this.
我们认为这个教会的传道人应该这样传道的。
We believe that the ministers should minister like this.
可是神做事情的方法偏偏不用我们的想用的方法。
But God will use the way that we don't think to use.
那我们常常我们就觉得你既然不用我的方法，我就不愿意接受你的方法。
A lot of times we think if you don't want to use my way, I don't want to use your way.
当时很多很多犹太人都是这样的。
At that time, a lot of Israelites were like that.
这次我去以色列啊，我就发现很多中国人问一个问题。
This time when I went to Israel, I realized a lot of Chinese people asked the same question.
特别是我们到了伯利恒。
Especially when we're at Bethlehem.
到了这个拿撒勒这些地方啊
at Nazareth these places
那么这些地方都是阿拉伯人的居住区啊
these places were all taken by Arabs
后来他们发现了这阿拉伯人的信主的比例啊要比犹太人信主的比例还要高哎
then we realized that there are more Christians among the Arabs than among the Israelites
这中国人就问了
Then the Chinese people ask,
说犹太人不是耶稣的神的选民吗？
Aren't the Israelites the chosen people of God?
为什么他们不信耶稣呢？
Why don't they believe in God?
我就觉得问题就是出在这儿了。
And we can see that the problem is here.
所以主耶稣说了他们的问题。
So Christ said their problem.
他们把人的教训当作教训来教训人呐。
They use the way of people to teach other people.
那么为什么他们喜欢人的教训啊？
Why do they like the teachings of people?
因为那个比较容易，大家互相理解嘛。
Because it's easy to understand each other.
可是是神的方法，却常常是我们不理解的。
But the way of God is often we don't understand.
常常神就用这种的方式来告诉我们一个非常重要的信息。
Often through God's way, He tells us a very important message.
这个信息就是到底你是神还是他是神的问题。
This message is whether you are God or He is God.
所以上帝让你放下你的成见。
And so God wants you to put down yourself.
打破你的想法。
And to break down your own thoughts.
来。认他是神
and to acknowledge him as God
然后要用你的方法来放下你的方法来接受他的方法
and to put down your own ways and to accept his way
感谢主今天我想为姊妹在读宣召经文的时候就读了这段话
we thank the Lord that Sister Xiaowen read that passage
就是凡要跟从主的人啊
as those who follow God
第一件非常重要的是什么
what is the first most important thing
什么
what
舍己啊
Is to
deny yourself. 就是把你的过去的我要放下的。
Is to put back your old self.
如果你不舍己啊
，If you do not deny yourself,
你没有办法看到神的工作。
You have no way to see God's.
没有办法理解神的作为啊。
No way to understand God's.
所以神说我是神呐、啊。
So God said that I am Lord.
所以如果你想当神呐、啊、
，If you want to be God,
你就没有办法认识我这个神了、啊。
You cannot acknowledge me as your Lord.
所以你到神的面前来。
So as you come before God,
我们都一样的。
We are all the same.
第一件重要的事情。
The most important thing.
主啊，帮助我，使我能够把我的自我放下。
Lord, help me put behind my selfishness.
好使我真正的能够认识你。
So that I can truly know you.
那么最后。这个圣经上这样说，到了第八天，就给孩子兴了割礼。
So at the end of the passage says, on the eighth day was the time to circumcise him.
然后就给他起了名字。
And gave him the name.
圣经上说，这个名字是在没有 成胎之前的时候，天使给他起的名字。
The angels gave him this name before he was born.
这名字就是耶稣。
This name is Jesus.
这耶稣啊，就是拯救者。
Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior.
原来我们普世人类的拯救者就是他。
Is the Savior for all those on earth.
原来普世人类的拯救者是用了这样的方式来到世界上。
The Savior of all the people came into this world through this way.
当然，我们这里没有那个马槽了。
Of course, now we don't have this manger anymore.
2000年的马槽现在也不知道是哪一个了。
We don't know which manger it was 2000 years ago.
然而，现在大家跟我一起闭上眼睛。
Now welcome everyone to close your eyes.
然后我们用信心去看一下那个马槽。
Let us picture that stable at that time.
然后我们用信心去看一下那一个用布包起来放在马槽里那个婴孩。
And use our faith to see that baby that was born, that was wrapped in that cloth in that manger.
那位婴孩就是人类等了4000年的人类的救主。
That baby was the baby that humanity waited 4,000 years for.
原来生在马槽里的那件事情，就是人类历史上最伟大的事件。
And that event was the most significant event in all humanity.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心能理解吗？
Brothers and sisters, can our hearts understand this?
弟兄姊妹，为什么他用这样的方式来到这个世界上？
Brothers and sisters, why did he use this way to come to this earth?
因为他要给我们做一个榜样。
Because he wants to be
our model,
our role model.
做一个谦卑顺服的榜样。
To be a humble and obedient model for us.
从亚当到今天。
From Adam to today.
人类一个最难征服的罪恶。
The hardest sin to heal today.
这个我们去 fix to conquer 一个罪。
The hardest sin to conquer.
大家想想这个罪是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is this sin?
就是骄傲。
Is pride.
就是我们里边的骄傲。
Is our own pride.
我们不肯向我们的神降服。
We are unable to humble ourselves before God.
我们的主为我们做了谦卑顺服的榜样。
Our Lord is our role model for humility and obedience.
让我们看那马槽。
Let us see that manger.
如果是我们，
If it is us,
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
主耶稣的一生都是这样的。
His Christ's life was like this. His whole life.
他生活在加利利的拿撒勒。
He lived in Nazareth in Galilee.
人说拿撒勒能出什么好东西吗？
People said, what good can come from Nazareth?
他在地上的时候只活了33年的时间。
He lived only for 33 years.
他就死了。
And he died.
被人钉死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
如果是我们，
If it was us,
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
基督徒是效法基督的人。
Christians are those who follow
Christ.
Christians are those who follow Christ.
是我们要效法他的榜样。
To follow his role model.
那些谦卑认罪悔改的人，
Those who humble themselves and repent their sins.
要背起自己的十字架来效法他。
They must carry on their cross and follow him.
我们准备好了没有？
Are we prepared?
我们不以信这位耶稣为耻。
We don't only stop at believing in Christ.
不以他为羞耻。
We are not shamed from him.
因为他是我们的主。
Because he is our Lord.
因为他是荣耀的。
Because he is glorified.
他用这种最卑微的方式，
and through the most shameful way，
一点也不遮盖他的荣耀，
it doesn't shadow his glory at all，
相反使他的荣耀更加荣耀，
conversely his glory is more glorified。
弟兄姊妹，我们预备好这样的心吗？
Brothers and sisters, have we prepared this heart？
教会里边有混乱，
there is troubles in our church。
世界里边 有混乱。
There is troubles in the world.
但愿我们能够效法我们的主。
We pray that we can follow and obey our Lord.
使我们能够像他那样更加卑微。
So that we can be like him and be humble.
他是为我们而卑微的。
He is shameful because of us.
而我们本来就是卑微的。
But we are already shamed.
有什么值得可夸耀的地方，值得骄傲的地方呢？
Is there anything to be proud of?
愿那马槽使我们认识他。
Let us know him through this manger.
愿那马槽使我们效法他。
Let us through this manger obey him.
愿那马槽成为我们的荣耀。
Let that manger be our glory.
愿神祝福大家。
Let God bless us.